Off the ball. This is News Talk.
Yeah. We're back on air. So, League of Ireland, three games into the new season, and we've got a big one coming up this weekend.
Yeah, we obviously should be four games into the season, but we lost the round of fixtures at the weekend due to the storm or the snow and so on.
And should the League of Ireland pitches have withstood the storm, Dan?
It's a crisis. No, I think...
Can we muster up a bit of a crisis about this?
No, we can't. Although, the big game this week is Dundalk and Cork City. It's given a long run up into it. Dundalk actually did get to play a friendly game on Sunday at the all-weather pitch in Oriel Park, which is often derided and not very popular with sort of, you know, players, although they did improve it before last season. The current version of it is better than the old one, but they were able to play a full friendly game on Sunday, whereas I've heard people from other clubs talking about only getting back to training and so on on Monday. So I guess it's paid its way in that regard, because they had players who needed a bit of fitness and games, and Dundalk have been slower to click than Cork City. I mean, this is the rivalry of the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Cork got ahead of it last year for the first time, won the double, and they've started the season better. They've won all their games. Dundalk drew their first two games nil all, and then hammered Limerick 8-0 last week. But there was even the President's Cup, the sort of pre-season sort of pipe opener where Cork City won 4-2 in Oriel Park, having been 2-0 down. So there's certainly a... there's been a change in the tone of the rivalry. It was Cork trying to take Dundalk down. Now it's maybe the other way around.
Yeah.
And it is the biggest game that we have at the moment in terms of the rivalry that's been developed. And obviously it was a bit rancorous at times last year towards the end of the season, with comments flying either side. But I think, I mean, it's a healthy rivalry ultimately, because both teams have lasted the course. They haven't gone away. They haven't imploded. They are setting standards that others should follow, rather than being dragged back to the pack.
In many respects, the rivalry is the league's identity over the last number of years. It's been the best narrative to get stuck into. And to that end, looking forward to this game coming up this weekend, we have the Dundalk goalkeeper, Gary Rogers, with us. Evening, Gary.
Evening, Joe. Evening, Dan.
Thanks for making time for us. Appreciate it. Dan was just saying that you've had a new arrival.
Yeah, I've had a new arrival. We had a baby girl there last week, actually after the Rovers game. So my wife went into labour, I think, during the game. And I met her in Dunboyne, and we went to Rotunda. We had a baby girl, Layla, at 2 in the morning.
Great. Congratulations. Great news. Does anyone tell you during the game, by the way, your other half has gone into labour?
No, I didn't leave my phone or anyone, but I went straight into the dressing room afterwards and checked it, and there was a message on it saying, I think you need to come home pretty quick.
So how are the sleep levels now then, Gary? How are you managing that in terms of preparation and so on?
It's been a bit tricky. I think the snow has helped me sleep levels, and the fact that we missed a couple of days, but we just did gym work like locally in our own gyms, if we could get into them. But she's been very good so far, so I hope it continues like that.
Good. And sleep obviously is not so easy to come by. I mean, when you're 8-0 up, are you kind of dozing off a little bit at some stage? Is that the ball at the other end of the pitch? You've got to get the 20 winks whenever you can.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
So a slow-ish, we're three games in, but compared to Cork now, who set a pace last year, and it was a pace that ultimately, you know, it was just impossible beyond a certain point for anyone to catch them. They're off again, three wins from three. It looks like they mean business again. As Dan said, you didn't click immediately, but you've got things going now. So I dare say everybody at Dundalk is acutely aware of the fact that you do not want to give Cork a big lead again. That must define how you're feeling about the first number of weeks of this season.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think you can give any teams a big start, and especially Cork, the way they started last year. It's important that, you know, we can turn the tide this weekend, and obviously the Oriel Park on Friday is a great opportunity for us to claw back a little bit of the gap and really kind of set our season alight in terms of, you know, our start. I think if we were to win on Friday, all in all, it wouldn't have been a bad start. Obviously, we were disappointed, you know, to drop points in the first two games, but it's early days yet, and there's no medals handed out at this stage of the year.
Mm. Does it feel like the definitive rivalry for Dundalk players? I mean, it's from the outside, it has felt like Cork Dundalk, and, you know, I mean, there's been little spats here and there, all kind of in a good way, really. Like, it sells the league, it sells the product. Does it feel to you like it's about Cork and Dundalk, or are you probably far less focused on them than we all are?
Look, we really focus on ourselves, and obviously, look, when the Cork Dundalk games come around, look, it's all to play for. Like, there's no hiding it. There is an intense rivalry there, and Cork have come out on top over the last number of games. But it's certainly something that we're hoping to address, obviously, in the near future. Look, games just look after themselves week to week, but you know, certainly the Cork Dundalk games have that little bit of extra edge to them.
Is it something that's been explained to the newer members of the group, Gary? I'm just thinking of, you've brought in like Karolis Shevdukas, like from Lithuania, and there's Marco Tagbijami, Nigerian, and Christian Adarjan, Hungarian, guys who are new to the league. You're getting to know them, but I assume they've been given a bit of the rundown on the history, the recent history.
Yeah, look, I'm sure the lads are well aware of you know, the rivalry that's been there over the last couple of years. I'm sure when they were looking at, you know, coming to Dundalk, they'd look at, you know, what we've been doing over the last few years, and obviously Cork have been our main rivals, and I suppose the President's Cup game gave them a little flavour of you know, the rivalry that's there and what we have to look ahead to.
I'm asking this in a very respectful kind of a way. What went wrong last year? I mean, does it simply boil down to you keep losing some of your better players to the English League? Eventually it's going to take its toll, or was there something other than that, did you feel?
It's hard to tell, because, like, you know, I suppose the extended season the previous year, where an awful lot of players had knocks and injuries, like, you don't want to really want to make excuses, but here I am, I'm going to make an excuse. But it is one of those things that our season the previous year dragged on, and, you know, Cork hit the ground running. And, like, in fairness, you know, the start that they had was a phenomenal start. And, you know, they built on that momentum, and, you know, they kept things going. Like, obviously, we did our best to try and catch them, and there was probably opportunities for us to catch them during the year, close to the end of the season. And look, I suppose the game that we drew up in Turner's Cross, if we had turned that into a victory, it would have been a very interesting last four or five games. But look, you have to give credit to Cork and the start they had last year. It was phenomenal. I don't think, you know, we'll see that sort of that run again.
Yeah, I mean, well, really, you're raising standards for each other is the great thing from the league's point of view. I mean, John Caulfield's gone in there and been hot on your heels and had to get Cork to an exceptional standard to catch you. And then equally, it's noticeable you're talking about Cork's run last year and having to raise your game as well. I mean, it's a really healthy thing, actually, to be pushed domestically.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, and even the 10-team league this year, you know, with you know, the players being condensed into 10 teams should be, like, there won't be an easy game all season long. You'd like to think, you know, with the quality of the opposition week to week, and equally so with Cork and the Dock, we've really, I suppose, brought the best out of each other. I know people go on about the rivalry, but I think you look at the standard of the games that we've played over the last few years, you know, and then what teams have done in Europe as well. You can see that the levels have been raised and expectations have been raised, which is good for everyone in the league.
Has it been, maybe demoralising is too strong a word. How have you, I'll just ask you then, what word would you use to describe what it's been like having these, you know, amazing seasons, doing remarkable things in Europe, playing a fantastic brand of football, and being happy for the likes of Towell and the others that follow then to go over and make a career for themselves. But ultimately, it has felt like, you know, each end of season, better players being plucked away. Has it been demoralising? Is that too strong a word? Do you feel like, oh God, not again? What's it been like?
Well, I think each individual, like, you're happy for the lads to go, you know, go and better themselves and further themselves. Like, lads are going there and they're looking at, you know, getting into the international team and, you know, playing at a higher level and stuff like that. And that is the case. You go to England to play in the Championship, it is a higher level. Okay, we've done really well, the team's done well in Europe, and we've been able to compete with top teams. But overall, the leagues over there are stronger. So lads see that opportunity to go and, you know, to improve themselves. And they want to go and play for Ireland and play in the top league. So you can't really, you know, you can't really hold a grudge on lads going away. The only thing I would say is, you know, I suppose the frustrating thing would be for the club's point of view in terms of the revenue that they would have lost out on. Like, all the players that have gone from us, like Andy Boyle, Darren Horgan, Richie Tell, Patrick McElhenney, all these lads have gone away. Pat Hogan as well, previously, and I know he's back. But, you know, there's been no revenue from the club in terms of there was no fees attached to it, and that's just the nature of our league when it comes to contracts.
Because everyone's effectively on a one-season contract.
Everyone, and look, players who are looking to target going away thinking they're only going to sign one-year deals anyway because they're going to back themselves to do well, so that they can get a better contract for themselves, whether it be somewhere else.
Mm.
Yeah, because Gary, I know obviously you're also very much involved with the players' union as well as sort of playing for Dundalk. I mean, do you sense that there's an optimism around the league at the moment? Because I know you mentioned that maybe the better younger players are always going to sign the one-year deals, but there are longer contracts going around now for the better teams. And do you feel there is a healthier mood amongst players in the league about the direction of the league at the moment?
Yeah, I do think so. I suppose you only have to look at, the Bows and Rovers game, the start of the season, all the hype that was all around that game and the crowd that was there. And you look at the age profile of the players that were playing. They're all very young players coming along, with the exception of myself. I know I'm dragging up the average age, but like, there's lots of young players doing really well in our league. And with players that have gone away in the past, the likes of Kevin Doyle, but you see Sean Maguire recently. They're seeing what other lads are doing and they're saying, well, look, I can do that as well. Mm. So it's a great opportunity in this league now for players to go on and play at a high level as well.
Yeah, you can now legitimately sell the league to young, talented Irish players coming through as a potential route to the UK. And there's evidence there. It's not just some kind of pipe dream or some kind of sales pitch you're giving them. It's now actually, I mean, when you think of the standards at especially Premier League academies, which are global effectively in terms of their scouting network. I mean, the Irish League is it's a really tempting offer in many respects for a young player, and they can get their education and they can potentially stay at home and go over at a much better age. I mean, go when you think about it, maybe we are getting to a point where sending kids over at 14, 15 is a bit mad.
Yeah, look, I do think, that playing in the League of Ireland, like basically playing senior men's football in a very competitive league is obviously going to be to the benefit of players as opposed to playing academy football, which really there's not a lot at stake. These are fiercely competitive. Like any of the young players who are playing against, like in Bows and Rovers game, they know they've played in a proper match there. So that sort of experience is going to benefit the players down the line.
Just to go back to the game on Friday, Gary, you mentioned the Cork Dundalk games in recent seasons, and they've generally been quite tight with a sort of a handful of exceptions. But that President's Cup game a couple of weeks ago, you're 2-0 up at half time, then you get overrun completely in the second half. Was that just a complete sort of a fluke type of game because it was early in the season, or did that cause you to go back to the dressing room afterwards and examine where you were going for this season?
You look at Sean Hoare going off injured in we were down to the bare bones anyway, but you look at your centre half going and then you're having to play two centre midfielders, right back and centre back. It wasn't really ideal, and that's making excuses again. But look, we don't read too much into it. Obviously, we would have liked to win the game, and 2-0 up, we don't lose too many games. So we certainly looked at tightening things up at the back. And look, we got off to a good start, I suppose, defensively so far in the league, and we hope to continue that against Cork on Friday. But look, the President's Cup game, we would have preferred to win it. It didn't happen. It was probably no harm that we didn't get carried away with ourselves, 2-0 up, and we were cruising and playing really well in horrible conditions. But look, Cork came out of the traps really well. I think if we had to weather the storm for maybe 15 minutes or so, and we probably would have seen the game out. But look, they got two really quick goals straight after half time, and that gave them the momentum to go on and win the game.
So you're 36 now?
Yeah.
What are we looking at? 10 more years? 15?
Definitely 15. We'll see how we go. 1 year at a time, we're taking it once. Look, I'm enjoying it and I'm fit, and I'm going to try and play as long as I can. I think, I think you're long enough looking at the game when you retire. I think, I'm at a top club in the country. So as long as I continue playing well, I'll try and play as long as I can. I think that's the way I'm looking at it.
Yeah, sounds like a good policy to us. And you've yet to concede a league goal this season as well.
Don't put the markers on me then.
Everybody should be looking out for this game. It'll be, I know it's early in the season and there's a long way to go, but Cork Dundalk games always feel big in the context of who's actually going to win the league over the last number of years. So it's on this Friday.
It's on Air Sport on Friday, yeah.
Oh, right, okay. Air Sport this Friday, yeah. 8 o'clock. You'll be there, obviously, between the sticks. And the very best of luck, Gary. Thanks a million for your time.
Thanks very much, Joe. Thanks, Dad.
Cheers.
See you, Gary.
Gary Rogers there, Dundalk goalkeeper. And yeah, Dundalk, Cork, Friday.
Should be a good game.
Big, yeah.
Yeah, no. That President's Cup game was a bit mad. But I mean, there's no denying that Cork have been brilliant in the games against Dundalk in the last couple of years. They've learned how to play them, and they've been superior to them in the matches generally.
Mm. Even in Dundalk's golden years.
Yeah. Well, no. Towards the end of the golden years, things changed. You had the cup final then, obviously, in November, when actually Dundalk were a better team for periods, but Cork know how to win, and they've matched them physically, which is a big thing. They've, in terms of fitness and so on, they've matched them, and they closed the gap and have got ahead of them, and it's up for Dundalk to bridge it again.
A huge goal, yes, in the last minute in Paris.
Yes, no. As the teams return for the second half again, with smoke sort of engulfing the pitch, Ronaldo has scored a header to put Real Madrid 1-0 up. Yeah, just as we were speaking to Gary there towards the end of it. It's killed it, really.
Game over, 4-1.
Cross from the left-hand side. And yeah, Ronaldo, the big man for the big moment. Striker's goal, clinical downward header, 1-0. And it's, 4-1 in aggregate. And we're pretty much done, I reckon. We're seeing pictures now, and I would imagine the volume has gone down considerably from what it was after half time, when there was the ultras come out to make a big noise again, and PSG just haven't responded.
Yeah, okay. 4-1, 55 minutes on the clock, short break. Football show is on the way. We'll have James Richardson joining us on the football show to reminisce about the good old days as PSG almost wangle away through the Real Madrid penalty area, but no joy ultimately. I should remind you, Wednesday Night Rugby tomorrow comes from Athlone. We're going to do it from Buccaneers Rugby Club, and we'll be joined by some Buccaneers men of past. Eddie O'Sullivan, Noel Mannion, Davey Henshaw will all be there, and Gavin Duffy will join us as well, all in association with HeinekenRugbyClub.com. It's now completely sold out, but we do have another massive roadshow coming next Wednesday, 14th of March. Grand Slam decider, maybe, against England that weekend. We are at the National Concert Hall, no less. Brian O'Driscoll will be there, as well as an English legend who we'll announce in the next few days. To get your tickets for that, it should be a great night. Go to offtheball.com/events. So that's the Off The Ball Roadshow, with thanks to Heineken Rugby Club. Short break, and we're back with the football show.
Join the conversation at newstalk.com.